I know people who rock up to church on a Sunday morning and they sing their songs, they listen to the sermons, they have a coffee and a chat with some friends after the service, and then they go home. But come lunchtime, they can't remember a single word the preacher said. Okay, sometimes that's because it was bad preaching, but more often than not, it's because they wander in, they don't even bother to bring a Bible, they look around distracted when that woman with a strange hairdo wanders in late, they're thinking about this and thinking about that, looking at their watches. When is this going to end? Hey, he should be finished in the next 10 minutes, surely. I think I'll go down the shops after the service and buy it. All the time, God's trying to talk to them, but they're just not listening. And then we wonder why our lives are a mess. Then we wonder why God seems to be a million miles away, why we feel hollow and empty. Yeah? If maybe you've become a little distracted, if you've stopped hearing God speaking into your life, if the many cares of this world have somehow drowned out that small, still voice of the Spirit in your heart, I have a word for you today. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. My purpose in telling you to do this is to promote love, the kind of love shown by those whose thoughts are pure, who do what they know is right, and whose faith in God is real. See, God hasn't stopped speaking. He hasn't fallen silent. Truly, His word will wing its way into your heart and fill you with His love, give you the courage to be pure, the strength to do what's right, if only you'll listen to Him. God wants your faith in Him to be real, to make a difference in this world. And if He seems to have fallen silent lately, get a revelation. It's probably not because of the bad preaching. God is still speaking to you and me today. Our part is to listen, to take it in, to be changed by Him, to pour out His love in purity, doing what's right. Our part is to live out an authentic faith. If only we'll listen. That's God's word, fresh for you today.